Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. You're listening to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. I'm Rashonda Yates. 8 years ago, I found myself struggling with food and my weight. I was pre-diabetic, 100 pounds overweight, and felt like my life was getting smaller with every passing day. I know firsthand how hard it can be to break free from those struggles. And that's why I'm here to share my story and the simple tools that helped me retrain my brain and release 70 pounds. Let's work together to see what's possible for you, so you too can finally break free from binge eating, lose weight, and have peace with your food and your body. Welcome, and thank you for pressing play. Hi, and welcome back to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. I'm your host, Rashonda Yates. Today, I'm sharing my number one way that you can stop eating when full. Now, if you clicked on the episode, you're probably dealing with some of the following things like, once you start eating, you feel like you can't stop. Maybe you eat a meal, but you still don't feel satisfied after eating. And so you keep eating, trying to get full, and maybe constantly thinking about food, even after eating. Maybe you feel full, but you just feel like you just need something else, and you just keep looking for something that's going to satisfy you. Now, here's what most people do in this situation. When they start feeling out of control, they'll start to double down on restriction and try to force themselves to stick to it. You know, saying, okay, I'm just going to cut my calories super low. I'm going to hurry up and lose weight. Or I'm just going to cut out all the sugar because every time I start eating sweets, I can't stop eating it. And what ends up happening is you end up feeling really deprived. You know, it feels very unsustainable. You start to feel like you're going crazy. You feel even more urges. The constant food thoughts become amplified, and you feel like you can't tolerate the hunger. And, you know, eventually probably ending up binge eating and undoing all the progress. So you never really start to make progress towards your weight loss goals, or if you do, you end up gaining it all back. And so the little progress that you see feels like it's incredibly hard to achieve, much less to maintain. Or maybe you feel like you have to constantly go and work out in order just to maintain your results. So I'm about to show you how you can stop eating and stop eating when you're full and lose weight sustainably using my favorite method, also a favorite of my students as well. And there are 3 ways of doing this inside Eat with Balance, which opens again in April. But just by applying this one that I'm sharing with you today, you can experience as much as 90% reduction in food cravings, feeling like your body just tells you when you're done eating and you stop just automatically without consciously trying. And let's go ahead and get into this. So as I was saying before, you know, what most people do when they want to eat less, they want to lose weight, they know they need to somehow create an energy deficit so that they're burning fat. And they're trying different things to create that deficit. Maybe you start cutting your calories way back. You start cutting out ingredients, carbs, sugar. You know, you cut out the desserts. You start cutting. And what this leads to is this feeling of just, oh my gosh, I'm just restricting everything. And sometimes you feel like that can't even be sustained. and the feelings of deprivation, you know, you're sick of feeling deprived. And so you end up binging because you can't take the mental strain anymore. And a lot of times what this leads to is this conclusion that, oh my God, you know what? Diets just don't work, you know? And then maybe you try swearing off diets and you try just going to the other side of things, you know, the pendulum swings the other way. You think, okay, I'm just going to eat whatever I crave, hoping that eventually you'll just not crave anymore and things will balance out and then your weight will start coming off naturally. But, you know, maybe this ends up leading to your increased weight gain and you don't really see any end of these cravings in sight and you start to feel discouraged because now, you know, it's harder to move your body. Now you feel less motivated to exercise because now you have more weight on you and maybe now you're fearful about when is this going to stop? When is this going to taper off? How is this going to impact my health and things like that? And so when you say that diets don't work, on the heels of an unsustainable dieting situation. Well, that diet was, you know, really restrictive. If you look at what you're doing to create that calorie deficit, well, you're cutting everything out all of a sudden, all at once, or cutting your calories way back all of a sudden, all at once. And to say that, you know, diets don't work because when it's over restrictive, it doesn't work. That's like saying that medicine doesn't work because sometimes it's abused. Sometimes it's overused or sometimes it's underused. You know, it's not used as prescribed. So it's not that diets don't work. It's that unsustainable diets don't work. A diet is just a way of eating. And whether you make a plan or not, you have a diet because a diet is simply a way of eating. So it's not a matter of not having a diet because you have a diet. You know, everyone has a diet. It's a matter of finding a way that's sustainable. And what those who successfully diet and lose weight and thrive in their relationships with food have done is they found a way to feel satiated on their diet, feel satiated in their way of eating. And so what I'm going to share with you is how you can feel satiated using three specific kinds of satiety. And so there's three specific points of satiety that you want to be looking at when eating. And I call this the satiety trifecta. And that is physical, psychological, and emotional satiety. So let's go through each one of these one by one. And we're going to start with physical. So physical satiety is really about understanding and meeting your needs. What are your needs? How much energy do you need? What are your goals? What is your daily routine? What is your lifestyle like? Are you super active? You know, are you on your feet all day? Are you more sedentary? This is really understanding, not only understanding, but also being in tune with your specific needs and your specific goals and your values as well. So, like, for example, you might have a need to connect with others that is expressed partially through mealtime. Well, that's something to consider. You might be someone who is always on the go and always, you know, moving around. And so you have a lot more activity that is on, you know, in addition to your exercise routine. You know, if you're someone who exercises 3 times a week doing strength training, and plus on top of that, you're always on the move, well, then you're going to have different needs from somebody who's sedentary most of the time, but they're also strength training 3 times a week. There are all of these different differences in our lifestyle, activity, you know, that we need to factor in when it comes to the physical satiety. Not only that, but it's You know, what is your body's unique needs? How does your body burn energy? You know, what does your body feel like on these different energy sources, whether it be carbs, fats, you know? How does your body use and process and feel on these different energy sources? So there's all these things to consider when it comes to physical satiety. The next one is psychological satiety. What helps you to think and feel your best? What's easiest for you to implement and adhere to? You know, this one is so under talked about, but something that I've said in the past is that literally every diet works for someone. You know, it's just a matter of how sustainable did that diet feel to that individual. And that comes to how you feel on it, what is easy for you to prepare for, to implement, you know, to practice in your everyday life. So what is something that feels easy and good to you so that you can actually keep doing it over and over and over again and it feels fine? What is the intersection between those qualities and the qualities that are going to move you closer to your particular unique goals and values? What's simple? What's the simplest for you? What's that lowest hanging fruit that's also going to honor your goals? Oftentimes, I think that we think we need something so complicated and it really can be so simple. But when we're looking outside of ourselves to find solutions, oftentimes we get roped into these really complicated systems and programs and things that we don't really need to be following. You know, like, for example, an athlete that you might follow on Instagram who is training for a triathlon, well, they're probably going to have a routine that is rigorous in such a way that helps them to reach their goals. That doesn't mean that you need to follow that same program, right? So it's about finding what is simple for you or what resonates with you that honors your goals and values, that's going to help you to reach your goals, but that also is so simple and low-hanging fruit for you that you're going to be able to stick with it for the long term. You know, that thing that's going to be so psychologically easeful that it doesn't put a strain on you, because these routines and regimens that cause strain are where we start to get into reactive eating, you know, reactive automatic responses like fight or flight. That fight or flight gets triggered. And that's what we want to start to break free from. So that's the psychological satiety. Emotional satiety is the third one. And this is about mostly what aligns with your values. You know, what allows you to feel proud and like you're genuinely enjoying your meals, proud of yourself, proud of your choices, and like you're genuinely enjoying your meals. What is a way of eating that you can actually look forward to? You know, what feels like you have struck such a harmony in your life with your eating and with your lifestyle that just feels like it's just flowing for you? And this is the emotional. So here is the number one tip that is going to allow you to go from feeling, you know, out of control or feeling like you're constantly depriving yourself in order to just lose a few pounds to feeling satisfied physically, psychologically, and emotionally. And it is to shift your focus from subtracting things from your meals to adding things to your meals to achieve the satiety trifecta. You see, when you're only focused on trying to take ingredients or calories away to try to reduce your calories, you actually prevent yourself from being able to maintain and sustain a calorie deficit. Why? It's really pretty simple. It's just because it feels so damn hard. And according to BJ Fogg, a leading behavioral scientist from Stanford University, the harder something is for you, the less likely you will be to sustain the behavior. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off, you must find ways to make it easy to sustain the way that you eat to lose weight. And if you think back to the times that you have, tried to do severe calorie restrictions to try and lose weight as quickly as possible, it probably wound up backfiring on you, right? Like you probably weren't able to maintain it. And the reason why is simply because it just feels too difficult. And the thing is, it doesn't need to feel like that. You know, there is a diagram that I've had or a picture. I don't know what you would call it, but I've had it on my bathroom wall. And it's been on my mind a lot recently because, you know, I look back and it's been there since 2018. It's been on my mind a lot recently because I've realized like, wow, this really did play out to be true in my life. It says small steps lead to massive change on it. And it's been there since 2018, you know, and back then when I put it up, I didn't fully believe it. I really was wanting massive change immediately. And I thought that to get that massive change, I would need to shift everything just dramatically and, you know, go hard or go home or, you know, whatever that saying is. I don't think I said it right, but I truly thought that if I didn't feel like I was making dramatic changes, then nothing in my life would change. And it couldn't have been farther from the truth. And we see this play out in research that people who take small steps forward tend to have the lasting results. You know, it is yes, there are exceptions to that rule, but it's a very small percentage of people who are like the David Goggins of the world who, you know, just really, who have those dramatic shifts overnight. But when you look at that, even that comes from a shift on a mental level. And so, you know, when you're looking at changing your behavior, you want to start to move to make small moves. And I know that doesn't sound sexy. And it can be a matter of making a mental shift to even have the mindset and the attitude that, okay, I'm going to start taking small steps forward. And the reason for that is because we're impatient, you know? So one of the main pillars, when I look at the big overarching pillars of what has led to my success, one of those has been patience. It's been teaching myself to be patient, that even when I feel impatient, to remind myself that I am playing the long game. And you look at people who have, you know, the best health in the world, they have done the same few things over decades. And we are so impatient. This day and age, everything we expect it to be overnight, you know, like Amazon Prime and, you know, everything is fast. And it's just the more that we expect things to happen overnight, the longer that we cause things to take, because the behaviors that we do out of impatience are the things that cause us to sabotage. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's recap. So today I shared my number one way that you can stop eating when full. And that number one way was to shift your focus from, you know, what things can I take away or remove, to what things can I add that will allow me to achieve satiety. And I shared three types of satiety that you want to address, which are physical, psychological, and emotional satiety. When you hit all three of these, you can look at these almost like a Venn diagram where they overlap a little bit. And then in the middle of that is your ability to sustain a calorie deficit. When you hit all three of these, you're able to feel a sense of being able to sustain a calorie deficit, which allows you to lose weight with ease. It's gradual and it feels like it's not dramatic. And yes, it's a slower weight loss. But if you've struggled with binge eating, you already know that going to the dramatic extremes is costing you more than it is actually adding to your life. So start to look at what you can add that will allow you to have these three areas of satiety, because when you do, you're going to desire less food, which is going to cause that calorie deficit to happen naturally so that you can sustain it over the long term, which is going to lead to ultimately faster weight loss, which is the paradox that you'll discover when you actually start to make this shift. Now, as I say, I have so much more ways to support you inside Eat with Balance. So make sure that you do go ahead and save your spot for the 3-part live series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to share my 4-step roadmap to stop binge eating and achieve lasting weight loss without feeling deprived. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up and save your spot. See you there. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashondi Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.